If you are in the agriculture business and in need of labor, equipment, hay and livestock, or want to sell something, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup has it all. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. Along with weekly advertisements, the Roundup has a great section of regional classified ads to meet the needs of your business. To subscribe, call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale April 4th and 5th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 4th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tax sale. Then over 100 of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 5th at 11 a.m. with both live and online bidding at HeberHorseSales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at HeberHorseSales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cowmercials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, betcha. Miss that old boy.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's have some music.
What you got?
Well, Chuck Pyle is riding along with us. I love this song, Now Everything Does.
There's no point in living in the past, they say. Though there is more of it every day, I don't talk too much about what I've been through. Then again, on second thought, I probably do. Love confused me way back when, now everything does. Swimming made me hungry then, now everything does. I remember Moonlight Bay the way it was. Used to take my breath away, now everything does. I'm not saying I'm overwhelmed with future shock. I'm not saying I wish I could reset the clock. I doubt if I'd go back 1 year, even if I could. Again, on second thought, I probably would. Summer used to go too fast, now everything does. Cowboys rode out of the past, now everything does. I recall my first TV the way it was. It used to look all blurry to me, now everything does. Saying that anything has changed, you know. It's the same old, only more so. I'm not saying that I'm too old to give a damn. Then again, second thought, I probably am. Flashlights needed batteries, now everything does. Chow mein came from overseas, now everything does. Bowling had a special shoe, now everything does. Most things made me think of you, now everything does. Most those things made me think of you. Now everything does. Now everything does.
Boy, that seems to be right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now everything does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's supposed to leak, it doesn't leak.
It
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
if
know.
It's not supposed to leak, it does.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So on and so forth. Yeah. It's a true statement. Well, a little mulligan stew.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got?
This week. You know, I get to thinking about honesty and integrity.
Ooh. Okay.
And I'm sorry to go so deep, so fast.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And along those same lines, you know, being disagreeing without being disagreeable.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
We're kind of in a political situation where.
Oh, really?
Well, we have been.
I haven't noticed.
We have been for 50 years,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with someone, fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't be disagreeable.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Well, and the name calling.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And
sakes.
Then we're showing our four-letter mentality, yep. Or in four-letter
yep.
intelligence.
Exactly.
You know, come yep. on.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's just have a little cowpoke poetry then.
Oh, what you got?
Yeah. Let's do the Drone Ranger this week.
Right.
Checking the heavies was always a chore. It used to make Stormy moan. But he didn't leave the house much anymore since he bought himself a drone. Instead of slipping on his overboots to check on the laboring cows, he settled all of his calving disputes by sending his drone for a browse. Now a bright light, a lit-up landing strip and clearance from the FAA was all he needed for his recon trip to check their status where they lay. His evening calving checks were slick and clean until the night his drone went down. Then a forensic study of the crash scene was performed by some guys from town. Careful analysis of the drone's SIM card showed some ice buildup on the blades, which made it fly lower in the barnyard, unable to pull up the grades. The footage was poor, like it had been shot by the same guy that filmed Sasquatch. It showed just enough to thicken the plot, and it was darn sure hard to watch. As Stormy swooped in to check on a cow, unaware of what lurked within, the waspy old hide blew snot on the bow, sending the rig into a spin. She charged with amplitude and aptitude. It was clear that she was annoyed. Since he couldn't hide or gain altitude, evasive tactics were employed. Down through the chasms of heifers and calves, like Skywalker with an X-wing, Stormy flew his drone around oil drum halves, then hung up on some feed sack string. Into a circle the fighter jet spun, with each round getting some shorter. A few more laps, it would soon be all done, exploding like a stray mortar. With prayers being launched and hope almost lost, a propeller cut the string loose. You know, $1,000 bill, when it gets tossed, can make a guy swallow his snooze. The centrifugal force flung it aloof, and it crashed amongst the cow herd. Those things are anything but bulletproof, and no match for a hard cow turd. What was left of it was found the next day, entrapped in a mound of green ice. Frozen in rubble and recycled hay, with the wiring chewed on by mice. Stormy lost a drone and a calf that night. His losses were quite extensive, but his wife's comment really put him on the fight. Which one was most expensive?
Well, to protect the names of the innocent, anyway, right?
Yeah. They have been that changed.
Right.
Yes.
How about a little Dick's
Pick? Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Chris LeDoux.
Oh, nice. What's he singing?
A Cowboy Is Born.
Nice.
She was holding her breath when he attempted a prayer. And he was cussing the dust rising up in the air. 'Cause the old cattle trail, well, it weren't anywhere for a baby to draw its first breath. And the unbroken West, well, it was no place to live, 'cause it was hard to survive, and it was hell if you did. So he entered this world with a pair of clenched fists and the first and last tears he'd shed. And the longhorns lowed him a welcome as a new voice cried from the buckboard. And the Irish, they sang sad and lonely, 'cause they knew a cowboy was born. Well, the prairie closed in and a century passed. The settlers plowed under the tall prairie grass, and the cowtowns died off in a world changing fast. But the wind kept the spirit alive, because a young boy in Kansas, he caught a breeze one day, and in a 5-second rush he was fighting for eight. He saw it all so clear through the dirt on his face. He knew he was born to ride. And a long lost heir to the saddle finally found his way back home. As he picked up his hat, well, the crowd cheered, 'cause they knew a cowboy was born. Yeah, that day a cowboy was born. From the heroes in the bright lights of Vegas to the poets of the sage and thorn, a proud legacy of a nation. Thank God the cowboy was born. Yeah, thank God the cowboy was born.
Can't go wrong with little Chris LeDoux, can you? You bet. Yeah.
Like
well,
it.
We're doing a little mulligan stew, but we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial right now. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.